Hello and welcome to Traffic Talks. My name is Pyro and I talk about what's going on in my life, usually with a lesson I've learned, some tips and tricks you can follow that helped me, and a lot of laughs in each episode. If this sounds like something you would enjoy hearing, feel free to follow the podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and to see what I'm up to, you can check out my Instagram page linked below. Bye! Let's hope this time is the one that sticks. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Wednesday is generally the third day of the week, and this is the third time I am recording this episode. So, yay me! It's been a tough challenge trying to record the episode because I get it, I don't like it, and I'm like, nope, scrap it, do it again. Did it again, didn't like it, slept on it, and didn't sleep. So, here we are. Today's episode is called The 12 Areas of Life. So, as we know, January is the planning month, and part of planning for me is actually getting clear of the goals and the bigger picture first, and then kind of breaking it down like a reverse pyramid, where the grand idea is at the top, and you kind of start from the bottom up, but you build up to it. So, yeah, I'm sick, please forgive me. The entire family is sick, my father got sick, spread it to all of us, and we've been knocked out since last week. So, yeah. I apologize if I sound terrible, which I know I do, but we keep going. Getting back on track. For me, December, Jan, and Feb, as we know, are the habit building months and the trying to cement a good routine and a breaking of the bad habits from the end of last year and the laziness at the beginning of the year, and kind of hammering it out to solidify it by the end of Feb. After that, I work on my goals for the year for a solid 9 months from March until November. And that is then further broken down into 3 month increments. So 3 months I focus on a few things, the next 3 months I focus on a few things, and then the last 3 months I just go all in before the end of the year. So that is how I do it. But in order to understand what goals need to be broken down into manageable chunks, you need to understand what your goals are. And in order to understand what your goals are, you need to look at what you actually want in life. And that is why I like looking at these 12 areas of life list, because it's a list that actually comes full circle. And I'm gonna explain that as I go through it. So this list is one that I found last year when I was planning my goals for this year at the end of November. And I found it on a website called Mind Valley. They blog, they have a YouTube, they have a Spotify, all of that. They have amazing podcasts and episodes. So I will try and link this particular blog if I can, but they are brilliant. This particular blog post is one that spoke to me because I had been looking for a comprehensive list of the various aspects of life, so to speak, because we've all done those little wheels where you fill in how fulfilled you are in certain aspects, and this one just covers everything whether you're in it or not, which is why I said it the way I did. So for the first aspect, it is health and fitness. So this is more of the what you do for your health in terms of, are you eating correctly? Are you taking your vitamins? Are you going for your checkups? Things like that. And to me, no. I haven't been doing that. So that's something I need to focus on. I said for December, calories don't count for the holiday season. But when I stepped on the scale beginning of the year, it showed. So yeah, I know where I am. I've set my goals. And for the habit building months, which is now, I want to just drink more water, eat better, and get an exercise habit going. I started well and then I fell off the wagon when I got sick because my muscles and body was like just weird. It was pulsing. So no exercise for a little while, just until I recover and then back on the wagon. The physical aspect of your health. And this is something I definitely want to improve for the whole year. So I will be working on different things going forward, but that is something I think everyone can always improve. That's why it's probably number one. Number two is intellectual life, and this is obviously to do with your mind, because your mind actually adapts and works for you. So the moment you go through trauma, your mind blocks it out if it's too harsh. Similarly, the more you focus on working up your intellect and your brain power, so to speak, the better off you'll be. So this can be things like mindfulness that you can start practicing, meditations you can start doing. You can learn a new skill, not only for your work, but also for yourself. Or you can even just learn a skill because you plan on going on holiday, like a new language. That is always something fun. A lot of places do have free apps to either A, train your brain, or B, learn a new language or things like that. So that is definitely something to look into. But for me, I'm going to be doing meditations because I used to be very good at it. Then I fell off the wagon. So habit building of meditation is the one I'm going to focus on there. Number three is emotional life. Ooh, this is one that we've been going through, especially with grief. You don't learn to deal with certain emotions until you experience them. They're kind of like self-defense. You can learn self-defense until you need to defend yourself, and then you just blank, you just freeze. So this is definitely something important. I feel I just need to go back to therapy because that is one of my strongest ways of focusing on my emotional health and my emotional life. Because yes, there are certain people you can vent to about certain things, but there are also certain things where you need a more clinical approach, or you just need like a sounding board. And that is why I like to journal and see my therapist, because sometimes you actually forget things that happen because you just try and cram it in your mind, and that is never a good thing. Journaling for me, seeing a therapist, and just making note of things that happen and how you feel about them is also a good idea. Because one of the things I've done is write down my gratitudes either for the week or for the day. This year I'm doing it for the week. Last year I did it daily, or at least tried to do it daily. And you will be surprised when you look back on it and be like, oh, that's something I was grateful for. How nice. Because they tend to be such small things. And as creatures of survival, we tend to always look at the bad or the negative in order to make sure we are safe and we are okay. So we tend to focus on the negative, not the positive. So finding a gratitude is always a good idea. That can be something you can look into. But figuring out for yourself how you deal with emotions and how to best approach this is going to be one of the best investments you can make. Because learning how to deal with good emotions, bad emotions, ugly emotions, sad emotions, those are going to be your thing. I know I've been able to just tell my family or my friends, like, look, it's not going good with me right now. This is what I need. This is what I'm going through. And I just need you to back off. Or I just need you guys to support me or communicate what you need. And that is part of your emotional life. Getting back into therapy is, I think, the one thing I will definitely do for that one. Number four, character. Ooh. So this one is a bit of a hard one, because this requires a lot of work. And basically you sit down, you write down all the things that make up your character traits, and then you kind of list them out and deal with it. And then you make another list beside that of traits that you want to embody, to learn, to earn, and to be. And then you work on that. For me, I tend to have a lot of negative ones. Like I said, we are creatures of survival. So for me, I know I'm quick to anger a lot of times. I don't deal well with a lot of emotions at once. If they come in slowly, I can be like, okay, cool, I see you, I raise you, and I move on. Road rage is a terrible one. Like, ooh, my sister's been driving me everywhere recently, so that's not an issue. But I get road rage on her behalf, which is not fun. And she's like, my ears, I'm excited. So that is something I need to deal with. But I do know I do have good emotions. I'm kind, I'm caring. I'm a little bit too honest, which I don't feel is a bad thing, but other people do. So things like that. And patience. I don't have patience. I used to have a lot of it. It's something I aspire to gain once more. So working on my character is something I think I'm going to be doing, and I think everyone else will as well, because everyone is very self-focused at the moment, especially for 2020 me, as it's been dubbed. Number five, spirituality. This was one of the ones I really wanted to make clear because for me, I am more spiritual than religious, and a lot of people interchange the two for this particular number, which I get. So for spirituality, if you want to focus on your religion, go for it. Do what's going to work best for you. Practice your religion. Do it in your way. If you kind of fell off the wagon, get back on. Do small things. Figure it out your way. Because for me, I'm not particularly religious. I do just believe, I would say. Because we did grow up Christian, but we didn't grow up in a particular church. But we do know the word. And I do, funnily enough, quote the Bible a lot or use very biblical phrases. For me, I'm not really focusing on spirituality. I'm more focusing on the divine as a whole. Just the power of the universe, the law of attraction, all those things that are spiritual is what I'm focusing on this year. Because I've never been too religious, and I don't plan on being very religious. So this was definitely one that I think I can actually put it on my book list. Read more law of attraction books, read more spirituality books, dial this particular one back. And that's the beauty of it. You customize this for yourself. If spirituality and religion is something you want to really get into, go for it. If it's something you want to put to the wayside, go for it. It's all you. Which brings me to the next one, number 6, love relationship. So this one is very self-explanatory, but for people who aren't in relationships, it's for you to see what you do want in a relationship. And for people that are in relationships, it's to determine, do you still want this? Are you still in it? Are you going to try and recommit yourself in some way to your partner? And I was speaking to my friend about this 2 days before the year ended last year, and I said to her, it's always funny that the moment you decide to not do something, that thing is in your face. And I said, it's kind of like, I'm not wanting to be in a relationship right now, and then your soulmate's gonna walk past. So I'm not opposed to a relationship, I'm just not looking for one. And if one comes along, I'll happily try it. But for the most part, I'm not looking for a relationship right now. And that's why I'm kind of just putting this one to the wayside. Number 7 is parenting. This is something I literally cannot speak to because I'm not a parent. But I do think that this can be taken one of 3 ways. The first way is completely just no. Not even gonna waste any energy on it. Perfectly understandable. The second way can be that you prepare for a child. So you start reading your books, you start taking your medication, you start trying for a child, you start going through adoption, like whatever option you want. You go, you start preparing for the child, you do that. Or the third option, which is my one, where you actually self-parent in a way and try and figure out what you went through as a child, how your parents parented you, figure out what they did and the lessons you learned from that. So that one day when you have children, you will know what to do and what not to do. And that is what I'm going to be doing, because I am still a bit on the fence. Like, I know years ago I wanted a max of about like 8 children. I didn't care how I got them. I was fine with surrogacy, adoption, fostering, biological. I don't care. But with the way the world has just gone very, very left, I'm just like, do I still want this? And it's not about the finances. Firstly, it's not about that. It's more about, we live in a very technological age, we live in a very selfish age, and we live in a very expensive age. So tech is a brilliant thing, but it can be very harmful with cyberbullying and spying on people and just all sorts of crazy things. It's expensive because life is just expensive. Everything is expensive. Like, will you be able to keep up with school fees and uniform and just raising a whole other person? Like, it's expensive. And lastly, it is hard. Like, it is not easy to raise a child. Like, are you up for that challenge? I don't know. So yeah, no, I'm rather gonna just focus on learning what I can. So if I need it, I'm good. And if I don't need it, like, I still got knowledge. I've got nieces and a nephew I can always just spoil. So we good. Number 8 is your social life. This one is one I am going to be hammering down on this year, because last year's loneliness episode taught me I do not deal well with being a good friend. That is my bad. I realized it's because I was a friend by proximity, because in school you are friends because you see each other every day for class. And the same thing with primary school, with high school, with university. And then that first year afterwards, you're very eager to see your friends. And then you either make or break. And for me, it broke every single time. So this is definitely something I'm working on. I have amazing friends who I've been able to reconnect with. So this is something I'm definitely hammering down on, especially because I enjoyed meeting up with family and friends over the holiday season when I had the time, and I want to do that more. I want to make the time because I feel it's very important. That is definitely something I'm doing. Number 9, your financial life. I love talking about finances. I love talking about money. I don't know why. I just always have. So yeah, I did always say I was referred to as a bank by my family just because I handled my money well. That has changed in the last while. I have been, yeah, a bit overboard with the gifts and the things. So I need to reel that in. But yeah, I definitely think that I need to crack down on a budget much better and definitely heal some money wounds that I have. Because I know there are certain things where I just get upset and I'm just like, I'm just gonna spend money and I should not. So that is definitely something I'm going to do. I do keep very good track of my money, so that is never an issue for me. I do know where I overspend, so I will be working on that. But yeah, for the most part, my finances is quite good. So I'm not gonna focus too heavily on this number. Number 10, career. This shouldn't be number 10 for me. This is practically like number 1. Not because I hate my job. I've mentioned this. I'm happy with my job. It gives me a lot of freedom. But it is a job. It is not a career. And a career is something that helps you and makes you feel good, but also helps others or impacts others in a positive way. And that is something I want. I want to be able to help other people. And if my podcast is how I do it and I get paid, cool. If it's not, cool. I'm still going to be okay at the end of the day. But I want to find a career. Somewhere I can grow, somewhere I can learn, something I can put myself, somewhere I can put myself to better use. But yeah, I have no idea what I want to do, but I will figure it out like I always do. Number 11. Quality of life. And this was the one I funnily enough had a very difficult time explaining, and I've kind of figured it out. So quality of life is when you are on your deathbed and you look back on your life, will you be happy with the life you've lived? Like, that is the question. If you look back on your life on your deathbed, would you be happy with the way you lived? And you're gonna find, yeah, maybe I worked too much, maybe I did this, maybe I did that. And there might be negative things, but the thing is, you aren't dead yet. You can still change it and you can make improvements. So you can look back and say, oh, I neglected this aspect of my life, or I put too much into that and it wasn't worth it. Cool, you can change it. You can start putting your effort in the right things. You can figure out what you truly want. You can make changes so that your quality of life improves. For me, seeing my friends is going to improve my quality of life. For me, fixing my budget will improve my quality of life because I can spend my money better. And that's the thing. So, are you happy with your quality of life? Like, that to me is, it's a very loaded question. And number 12, your life vision. This is why I say it comes full circle, because it makes you think about all these different pieces that form this puzzle that is your life vision. Different things affect you. So your mental health and your physical health affect one another. They affect your performance in your relationships and your career. That affects your relationship with your friends, your family, and your children, and everything just intertwines into one massive human life. And this is where I say you can visualize what you want, and from here you are able to see what you truly want and then work from there. So yeah, those are the 12 areas of life. I'm going to cut this episode short because it's been a pain to record it so many times and my voice is shot. So yeah, the song of the week is It's My Life by Bon Jovi, which I just think encompasses this entire episode and series. It is your life. You choose to do what you want with it, but it's yours. You can't blame anyone else. You need to take ownership and that is it. You've got to do you. So yeah, the new upload day is a Wednesday because Tuesdays have just been killing me. And any other announcements can wait for when an episode isn't this long. So yeah, I will see you next week. Keep being a better being, and I love you. Bye.